Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSRHealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Is your soul ready for the truth? Welcome to Be a Slayer, the award-winning spiritual podcast that takes on all the hard topics. Raw, unfiltered, and authentic. No spiritual or relationship issue is off limits. We discuss everything from sex and consent to equality, grief, death, and the spirit world. On Be a Slayer, we will unmask all the taboos. So if you're ready to get right with yourself so you can be right with others, then stay right here. Because the Be a Slayer podcast is for you. Now, here's your host, spiritual empath, shaman, and multiple award-winning best-selling author, Tracy Dunblazer.
Ever felt powerless in a situation? Have you been insulted or harassed by a person or group of people? Have you ever had an authority figure seek to diminish your presence or your capability? Have you ever been lied to or gaslit? Because these, my friends, are all forms of bullying. Good afternoon and welcome to Be a Slayer Radio. I'm Tracy Dunblazer. And today we are going to talk about effective responses to bullying. The truth is, most people have been bullied in some way at some point in their lives. And it's no secret that right now we're in the dead heat of a political season that has been divisive and ignorant, hateful, and immature on every single level. And a lot of the things that we are experiencing, all of us, doesn't matter where your political leanings are, doesn't matter what policy you appreciate or don't appreciate, it's how people are choosing to get their point across. People use misinformation, name-calling, inflammatory language, making you feel like, you know, if everything doesn't happen immediately, we're all going to die. You know, and granted, the things that are on deck this particular political season are important, and they could very well be life changing. But the truth is, we all have a choice. How we treat ourselves, how we treat others, how we tolerate other people's bad behavior, and the ways in which we choose to stand our ground will have everything to do with how we're going to move forward, not only in this political season, but how we're going to move forward in life, in our societies, and how we're going to create a fabric of compassion and empowerment for everyone. You know, in preparing to do this show on bullying, I thought about it a lot. I was bullied as a kid. I was threatened as a kid. They would start the rumor mill and threaten to beat me up after school, and I would, you know, run home terrified, hoping that they, like, I'd either wait a little longer before everybody left, or, you know, go a different direction. There were all kinds of strategies I had to, hopefully eliminate the possibility of running into this little pack of girls who I was told were threatening to beat me up after school. And the thing that I have realized in really contemplating that, like all the different ways in which I have been bullied or harassed or marginalized in life, is that that's humanity. That's one of the things that people do when they feel powerless, is to seek to make others feel as powerless as they do. And if you're a person that you've never experienced that kind of behavior from another person, you've never been lied to or called names or had the passive aggressive ignoring you at a meeting or at a social function, right? Those are all passive aggressive, you know, social ways of bullying. If you've never been bullied, there are other ways in life or things that have happened in your life that I suspect you just would never consider the idea of being bullied. But they're power struggles, and that we all are seeking to feel or to practice our sense of confidence and comfortability with ourselves, our trust of ourselves and other people. Like, these are all the foundations that when people don't have those foundations, when they don't feel confident, when they do have misinformation about other people or cultures or societies or traditions, they've been taught things are a particular way when they're not in fact that way, and they don't know how to get the education, they don't know how to get the information, and they are left ineffective, right? So there's a lot of reasons why people bully, why people seek to, in their mind, equalize the power dynamic in the situation. In any life situation that you exist in, whether it's a relationship with yourself, with an authority figure, with work comrades, in any situation, in any social situation, you're at the grocery store, right? Somebody accidentally cuts you off and you're like, why the hell would you do that? Right? There's all kinds of things that trigger our sense of power or powerlessness. And that's really what we want to talk about today. Bullying can take many, many forms, from physical attacks to being called names to telling untruths about you behind your back, to being deliberately given false information, or specifically being excluded from meetings or events. In addition to the beat up or harassment that somebody experiences, we are constantly bullied mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. You know, one of the things that I find that's happening in general, and this has been something that our marketing machines, our advertising, and our media machines, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? That is a phrase that has been used commonly in our media environment, which says the harsher, the more violent the experience, the more airtime it's going to get. And so as our interpersonal conflict, right now we are at the end of a very long, like a 25,000-year cycle in our personal conflict, how we interact with ourselves and each other, and how able we are to transform and transcend those power dynamics in cooperation or collaboration with others, how well we're able to do that. Or not do that, as it were. Right now, we are all being presented with opportunities right now to rise to a new level of personal empowerment and not to wait to be given permission by other people, our friends, family, or others in our environment, but to take responsibility and accountability and choose that empowerment for yourself, right? And, you know, sometimes that's hard to do without confidence, without knowledge. But the point is that we are all being given the opportunity to do that right now. So, one of the things that people are doing is that they're just saying flat out lies. We call it gaslighting, right? And people, and there's this belief that the more you say it over and over and over and over and over again, for people who don't know, for people who are unfamiliar, right, for people who don't do well at critical thinking, right, they receive that information. The more they hear it, the more they believe it to be true. And with social media today and with all of our instant gratification information sources, right, if you don't really dig into, I mean, AI is great, using our search engines is great, but you also, you know, you get so much information that you have to dig through, you know, the top five pages in order to fully really have access to what could be true on any given topic. And so you've got to have the time and the energy and the wherewithal to be able to do that and to question authority, to question those people in our environment, you know, our commentators, right, our reporters. We have to give them a trust, right, or we have been taught to give them trust, and that trust isn't necessarily well-founded today. You know, our news outlets today aren't always the same as they were 50 years ago. When the lack of information was systemic, you know, I mean, we are a burgeoning set of truths that are awakening in our consciousness, and for all the new generations who are just learning the fundamental truths that we all share, right? So we all have to learn to trust our inner instinct to know if a piece of information that comes our way is right or wrong, and then we have to know how to find the facts, right? And then make decisions based on our own inner knowing of that in a real way. And when I say in a real way, that means we have to trust ourselves to recognize our biases and to know when we're being biased, right? So bullying encompasses a lot of information, everyday life experiences, and we all must learn to be prepared, to be educated, to protect ourselves against bullies, but we also have to learn how to master our own behavior so that we don't become a bully. In the real world, it is not uncommon for people to make you their mental, emotional, or spiritual focus, right? One of the things we don't ever relate to bullying is in the metaphysical world or the energetic, like in the multidimensional world, there are people who craft spells or unconsciously or consciously focus their energy on their resentment of you or their bad feelings about an experience that they may have had with you, or just their belief about you, right? Their personal bias. They may not have the truth, but they have a belief, something they've been told about you, and they're going to, you know, they're going to take that to the mat, and they're going to put all that mental, emotional, and spiritual energy that they have towards you if that fits their paradigm, right? And that's another form of bullying that we don't always talk, or we don't, well, I don't know that we always talk about it. I don't think we ever talk about it. Even in the metaphysical community, I mean, when you talk about spirituality and magic, you know, it's in those magical communities that people talk about jealousy. Jealousy is a form of bullying, right? When you are jealous, when people are jealous of you or you are jealous of others, there is an automatic connection. There's an energetic line of energy that connects the two of you that feeds that negative energy to you or to them. And for somebody who is sensitive, right, and sensitivity means they're aware of it. They perceive it, they feel it, and they have to overcome it, right? So that's another form of bullying that we don't ever talk about. Now, you know, I know as you guys are listening to this, you are hearing all of this and you're thinking, well, that's just life. And it is. But it is also abuse. And the point of calling it abuse isn't so that you can say, you know, you're abusing me. Stop abusing me. You. The goal here is when you recognize this bad behavior, that you learn how to set a boundary, to set up a correction or require a correction of behavior, and that you, or you know how to walk away, right? Because that is the life skill that if one is bullied, that is what you are learning to do, is to set boundaries and to know whom you can trust and whom you can't trust. People aren't always going to change. Some people will change, and if the partnership or the relationship is close enough to both people, for both people to want to make make the effort to make a personal change, then that will happen. But 9 times out of 10, you know, a lot of these bullies practice anonymously online, right? Or within groups, so there is the group dynamic that gives them the empowerment that they need to be mean, the mean girl syndrome. So that's what we're really talking about here today is how you deal with that. What are some of the things that you can do to more deeply understand and to recognize your friends, family, lovers, and associates, the behaviors that they offer, the boundaries that you set in the relationships and the ways that you negotiate what you want and need. And then most of all, to really recognize that, that bullying is a natural occurrence in the world of humans that have fears and insecurities, for people who lack information about themselves and others, and who have confusions perpetuated by direct or subtle lies, misinformation, and gaslighting. So I've got a few more minutes in the segment, and I wanted to talk about, just to give you an idea, some statistics that I found that come from PACER.org, and then many of them come from the National Center for Educational Statistics. And this was, you know, 2019, so this is pre-pandemic. You know, things could be a little different. The numbers could be very, very different today because things have really changed, and a lot of the bullying, because we did spend a lot of time with each other over the last few years, that we have learned there's an art to cyberbullying and to emotional hatred, you know, hateful behaviors that we find to do online. So did you know that 1 out of every 5 students report being bullied? 1 out of 5. 20%. Now, there's a higher percentage of male than of female students that report being physically bullied, 6% versus 4%. And then a higher percentage of female more than male students reported being the subjects of rumors or being excluded from activities on purpose. That's 7% versus 4%. Isn't that interesting? You know, it's those subtle art of ignoring somebody or starting a rumor. Those I have been impacted in my career, in my high school life. I've been impacted by all of those forms of bullying. I'm going to get to my own story in the next segment, but it's not pleasant, and it becomes, when you have to deal with this on a day-to-day basis, you have to overcome the illusion, the opinions of other people, right? The illusion of this force that is against you, right? You've got to find a way to find another force in your life that is more important, more valuable, more powerful than that, right? And we're going to talk about that today as well. So this is interesting. You know, of those students who reported being bullied, 13% were made fun of, called names, or insulted. 13% were the subject of rumors. 5% were pushed, shoved, tripped, or spit on. And then 5% were excluded from activities on purpose. And this is also interesting. A slightly higher portion of females than male students reported being bullied at school. Bullied students reported that bullying occurred in the following places: the hallway, stairwell, inside the classroom, in the cafeteria, outside the school grounds, online or by text, and in the bathroom or locker room. So, you know, that's just our students and how young people address bullying as they hit puberty and they seek people to blame. They seek reasons to find, they seek ways to feel powerful, and making fun of someone is an ignorant and easy way to feel a hit of adrenaline, which makes you feel powerful. And that's why kids do it. Now, what about the adults? You know, the boss that think that they know all, talk behind their employees' back, work your workmate to, you know, stop talking when you come in the room. You know, all of those things are conscious or unconscious ways of setting the power stage so that they feel powerful and you feel disempowered. Another way that people feel or experience bullying is in sports, is in driving, oh my goodness, online. It's very interesting. One of the things that I noticed, I had we're about to come to the end of the segment, but I do want to say this. I advertise a lot about my work, my books and such online, and always I get a few trolls. And usually when a troll, which is, a person who has something really negative or ignorant to say, they don't know, they just want to say something really awful. Sometimes it's very personal, sometimes it's about the work, sometimes it's just that whatever it is stupid. Usually, I have always gotten in the habit of just hiding those and ignoring them. And one time, Spirit said, don't. Leave it there. And do you know that time, that particular ad went viral and got 12,000 hits that day? Negativity sells. That's why people bully. So, we're at the end of the segment. Please stay tuned. We're going to be talking about my story of bullying when we come back. So, We'll see you in 3 minutes on Be a Slayer.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
The home for high-quality video is Vimeo. People who love videos love Vimeo. It's the community for indie filmmakers, popular entertainers, music videos. Even the White House posts high-def versions of its broadcasts on Vimeo. You can even upload and share your videos. So much to see, so little time. Visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on Vimeo and get started seeing and sharing great entertainment now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Hi, welcome back to Be a Slayer. Today we are talking about standing strong, effective ways to respond, effective responses to bullying. And like I promised in the last segment, I'm going to tell you about my story. I've been bullied in lots of different ways. It's never really effective on me because I've always had a very strong and deep, like, awareness of my spirituality, and very aware of my ancestors and my angels and my spirit guides and all my people. I never ever felt alone. So it helped. It didn't, like, when I remember bullying for me, my first memories of people bullying me were a crowd of girls at school. First, one time, a gal pushed me up against the bathroom wall in the second grade, and I don't know what set her off, but she was very angry, and she had a hook. It was back in the days where if somebody was missing a limb, they gave them hooks or sticks, or, you know, it was very, a lot more primitive than the art pieces and the technology that people get to wear today if they're missing a limb. But she had a hook on her arm, and she took it off, and she shoved her stub in my face. And I was up against the wall. I couldn't move, and I just sat there, and I just stared at her. And I didn't feel scared, but I also wasn't going to physically fight back. And somehow I said, you know, I'm really sorry that happened to you. Like, I don't know what happened. So I asked her about it. Like, instead of getting mad at her, I asked her about it, and then she and I became best friends and would hang out every recess from that point on for a couple of years. I think that she moved around a lot, so I don't really remember a lot of her story, but her name was Bonnie. I will never forget Bonnie. And then in elementary school, you know, as I got a little older, fourth, fifth grade, there were groups of girls who would threaten. They would tell somebody to tell me that they were going to beat me up after school. And I remember, you know, it would be living in that terror. I was terrorizing, right? They never actually beat me up, but they terrorized me often, three or four times in that year that I remember this happening. And I would do everything that I could to avoid them, to stay a little later after school, to ask if I could leave 5 minutes early. I would go the opposite way than I knew that they went. Or I remember one time I literally left school, you know, at that time we carried books and I lived a few blocks away from the school, but I had this big, this big book bag and I ran like the wind. Here's this, you know, 10-year-old little Tracy running like the wind for fear that this pack of girls are going to come beat me up. So that, you know, that form of terrorizing. Then I get into high school, and Christine Ortega, I will never forget Christine Ortega. I had her for health class. That was when they actually taught health and politics and American history. Wasn't American history, but it was civics. It was health and civics. They put those two together. And in that class, I sat next to the pencil sharpener. Yes, back in that day, we had pencils and pencil sharpeners. And she would go to sharpen her pencil, and she would run into my chair. She would push me or my chair or bump into me or my chair and say, "Bitch." You know, and every day this would happen. So finally, this had happened like two or three days in a row, and then the next day, this is the first period of the day, and on this one day, she arrived late. And when she strolled into class, the teacher said, "I'm sorry, you got to go. Go to the principal office. I'm not going to let you in class. This is a chronic problem for you being late, and no, you can't come in." And he was telling us in class that day that we had a quiz. And so as I was taking my notes, I started taking another set of notes that I planned to give to Christine after class. I think she was a pretty good student. I know that she was really smart, so I didn't know much about why she bullied, but I knew that she bullied for a reason. You know, maybe that's how she was treated at home. Maybe there was a power dynamic. Maybe there was a, you know, unconsciously I just irritated her. Whatever. So class ends, I see her in the hall, and I walked up to her, and I said, hey, here you go. You're going to need these notes for the pop quiz that we're going to have tomorrow, he told us today. Good luck. And she just sat there with her. She took the notes and just sat there staring at me with her mouth open. She didn't even have a response. There was nothing that she could say or do. It just stunned her. And I walked on. And from that point on, interestingly enough, I don't remember our interactions. It's been obviously a long time, but I noticed what then happened, and I'm sure there were conversations that facilitated this, but I was in student government, and I got her involved in activities. She started coming to meetings. She started to participate in the school groups that I was in, and never gave me a problem again, and I suspect wasn't that interested in bullying other people, because I think that she was clearly on some level seeking some information or some inclusion that she wasn't getting otherwise. Anyway, but that resolved the situation for me. Now, interestingly, you know, another topic, when you talk about bullies, we have to talk about why people bully, right? And when I lived in New York City, there was a time, well, first of all, I was mugged twice. And another interesting experience in being mugged was these two men approached me. One was high as a kite. The other guy was not. I suspected that the guy who was high owed the other guy for drugs. Whatever their situation was, they came up to me. One guy had a knife. They said, give me your money. And I said, I don't have much. I just had this little purse with some money from my waitressing gig earlier in the evening. I was coming home from that. And he started to take the purse. I'm like, you don't need the purse. Just take the money. And I felt something rise up in me in that moment. Like I felt this energy rise up and expand itself around me. And the guy looked at me. He backed away. He took my $100. He backed away. And I never saw them again. And I was actually standing with this guy friend of mine, and he was paralyzed. He didn't know what to do. I was surprised that I had any kind of presence in that moment. But for some reason, I was there, I was present, and I wasn't afraid. Anyway, so we're going to talk about why that is, why people bully. We're going to get to that next in our next segment, so stay tuned with us for Be a Slayer.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master Your Inner World, Embrace Your Power with Joy brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Vistaprint. I'm sure you've heard the name. Over 17 million small businesses and consumers have used Vistaprint for printed products ranging from business cards and brochures to invitations and thank you cards. Why? Because Vistaprint has the lowest price guarantee and you can design your products with templates or upload your design. And they have free products. 3-day rush service and satisfaction is always guaranteed. Try Vistaprint. Just go to the HealthyLife.net advertiser page and click on the Vistaprint logo.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer. We're talking about bullies today. Now, anytime we hear a buzzword over and over, as we as a society tend to trivialize the dynamic. So, you know, people refer to bullies and say, oh, that's just boys being boys or girls being girls. Sticks and stones might break my bones, but words can never hurt me. You know, I was thinking about that phrase. I was like, where does that come from? So evidently in 1863, a young girl witnessed a bunch of students or a bunch of young people in conflict. They were fighting with each other, and she intervened and said, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. And that stopped the action. It stopped people from interacting in that way. Now, as we know, words are very hurtful, and they can stick with you for a lifetime, or lifetimes. So it's not really true that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. It's not true today, because we have a whole other level of awareness. But the whole point is the whole point of bringing that up is it's important to recognize that, you know, wherever you're at, whatever is going on with you, you are empowered. And there are several ways that you are empowered, right? Like I was telling you that story previously about being mugged, and I was very, I had my people, my spiritual guides that were with me, and I felt them that day, and they, in my familiarity and my consistent connection with them, my awareness with them, you know, and all of these things take practice. I mean, you know, over many lifetimes, I accrued those skills to have those awarenesses, right? And you can do that. You can pray. You can practice. You can find ways to choose to access and connect with the spiritual realm. And, you know, I've always had an undying faith, a very deliberate undying faith that I will be taken care of. So all of those ways are ways that set the stage for our ability to be bullied or not, right? So first of all, let's talk about why people bully. People bully because they are seeking to reconcile a power structure, which means either they're feeling disempowered and they want to feel powerful, therefore they try to take advantage of other people or diminish other people or make them feel less than. People bully because of reputation, right? If somebody, you know, get them before they get you. Right? If you are known as a violent person or a mean person, that reputation protects you on a lot of levels. I mean, not always, because we do now really understand that like attracts like. If you are angry and frustrated and violent, or bitter or resentful, if you are any of those things, you're going to attract those things. You're going to pull it out of the people who surround you, right? But beginning to understand the insecurities that people have, like if you're a person that's being bullied or if you're the bully, right? This conversation isn't to talk about only the people being bullied, right? And that in this case, the ones who are being victimized, it's also to talk to the ones, you know, bullies are oftentimes victimized just by bigger bullies, people in authority, right? There's all kinds of reasons that people are living in trauma, and they have cultivated or shut down their empathy. And when they shut down their empathy, they don't have the awareness and don't care to have the awareness of their impact on other people, right? And so the impact that they have needs to become harsher and harsher and harsher because that's the only way they feel it, right? So people bully because of a power structure, because of reputation, because of their insecurities on any level, mind, body, or spirit, because of fears that they have, and because of the information they don't have, right? It's not just always a lack of education. It's a lack of understanding. It's an inability to critically think about a situation and recognize what is rational and what is irrational. what can be supported in the physical world and what might be a emotional feeling or leaning or a mental bias that they may be carrying. So one of the first most important ways to effectively respond to a bully is trust your instinct. You're always going to know when somebody is capable of bullying or being mean. And you don't always necessarily know to the degree at which they will take it, but if you listen to yourself, if you listen to your instinct, if you allow yourself to empathize a little bit with them, you're always going to feel that signal. You're going to feel your, you know, when we as an empath, I've spent my lifetime connecting with people energetically, emotionally. And there are people who, when I reach out and I can't feel them, I'm like, oh, okay. Because oftentimes those people are narcissists or sociopaths. At the same time, that's like a vacation for me. I love it. You know, there's a reason why empaths and sociopaths connect a lot, because empaths feel a lot and sociopaths don't feel much at all. And so it literally is a vacation. There can be a match there. So when you naturally reach out on an empathetic level emotionally to another person and you don't feel that reciprocity, you can sense, and your spirit will tell you where they're at and what they're capable of. And depending on the degree at which you need to interact with them or don't need to interact with them, you know, you need to learn to trust yourself. So that's the first lesson of an effective response to bullying, is catching it before it happens, right? Trusting yourself as to when to avoid contact at all on any level, right? Whether it's the internet, whether it's the phone, whether it's crossing their path in the real world, whatever, right? It's learning to trust your own instinct, and even sometimes premonition. Like oftentimes you will have a thought, hey, you know, you should go this direction today or that direction today. You know, listening to your inner voice and getting used to honoring that is the first step to creating balance on any level in any relationship, negotiated consciously or unconsciously. So we're going to talk more about effective responses to bullying in a few minutes, so stay with us. This is Tracy Dunblazer with Be a Slayer.
Thank you.
Your karma got you down? Claim your history, own your power, and change your life. In this groundbreaking book, Tracy Dunblazer takes an in-depth look at your karmic relationships and repetitive patterns that position you in life. This 10-time award-winning best-selling book will inspire change in you. You'll learn all the ways to reveal, accept, forgive, and transform your relationships on every level, not only to your soulmates and romantic relationships, but how you relate to food, money, family, culture, religion, sex, death, and your environment. Conquer your karmic relationships. Heal spiritual trauma to open your heart and restore your soul. We'll help you honor the very core of what drives you, showing how to direct its power into usable, life-giving resources. Through radical acceptance, learn how to recognize your karmic relationships and love yourself and the life you have right now. Pick up a copy of Conquer Your Karmic Relationships anywhere books are sold.
Are you haunted? Demons know about you. You should know about them. Master your inner world. Embrace your power with joy. Brings the information that many who suffer spiritual trauma have been waiting for. And the response has been powerful. In this award-winning book, renowned spiritual empath and shaman, Tracy Dunblazer, helps readers understand and gain advantage over spiritual forces and past life influences that impact their lives. Tracy reveals the origin of dark forces and how choices you make will dictate their access to you. Through the tapestry of anecdotes, channelings, and rituals, you will discover your own spiritual awareness and healing power. Master Your Inner World by Tracy Dunblazer. Available where books are sold.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. And they all have one thing in common. Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard, that's optional. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Remember, freedom of choice. www.healthylife.net.
Welcome back to Be a Slayer. This is Tracy Dunblazer. Now, as you guys know, I'm a spiritual empath and shaman, and my whole life has been dedicated to not only my own self-healing, but the healing of others, the healing of our land, the healing of our structures, the things that we've created. Everything has an energetic imprint. So bullies have an energetic imprint, as do people who are bullied, right? And then there is kind of everybody else in the middle. There are the aggressors, and then there are the victims. And you need to have those two dynamics in full to have a very successful bullying situation, right? So anything that draws you into the center space, right, of you may not be the most powerful person in the world or the biggest person in the world, and maybe somebody is targeting you who's bigger and stronger than you are. The most important thing is if you feel weak, you need to do what it takes to feel strong. People who are naturally large or strong in body do not feel vulnerable in the same way as those who are not. So if you've ever been attacked in any way or threatened attack, right, the most important thing is, you know, it's never, physically fighting your bully is never recommended. Like, just don't do that. But if it breaks down that you have to go mano a mano out of self-preservation, like if you're caught unaware and you're attacked and you can't do anything else but fight back, you need to trust yourself, be confident and committed, and see it through. Like, don't stop until you can get away safely. Right? So, what is the thing that's going to help you with confidence with that? Anytime somebody who has experienced trauma, maybe they've experienced trauma or trauma as a kid, some sort of sexual abuse or physical abuse as a kid, when the power structure is just uneven, there's just no possible way that kid is ever going to be as strong as the authority figure that's abusing them, right? So there's a lot to unpack in that situation. That person, no matter how big or small that they are, they're going to have to walk through a period of time where they get to know their physical body, they get in shape, they learn to feel confident in how they move, if they can run fast, if they can punch hard, if they can, you know, bob and weave and get out of the situation. You know, there's a lot of ways. I never recommend to choose to meet somebody head on. And 9 times out of 10, your physical bully doesn't want to fight either. They're just pressing your buttons to see how far they can take it with you. Now, in group situations, it's a little different, right? If you are caught unawares and you allow a group situation to escalate to the point at which the group mind takes over, that's not a good situation, because people in groups will do things they would never do when they're by themselves, to themselves or another person, right? We've seen it. We've seen it in rioting all over our country. So people will do things in groups that they won't do otherwise. And so, you know, you want to feel physically well, physically in balance, physically in strong, but you also want to avoid any kind of situation that's going to put you in a vulnerable situation with a group of people. So the most important thing, and this is the most important thing when you are learning to respond to a bully, is it's not personal to you. And 9 times out of 10, it's not about you. Not really. People, they might target you for what you look like, how you talk, what you wear, whatever. But truly, that's just the excuse that the bully gives to target you. That's the hook. They want to hook you in, right? The minute they say, hey, you know, stupid dress you're wearing. And then you're like, oh, but I love this dress. Right now, they got you. Because now you care. You care about their opinion. You care about that hook they threw, and you took it. Right? So your goal is to, with an open heart, recognize it's not about you. What they're saying, what they're doing, how they are, it's not about you. Recognize that they are being the way they are because this is what they've learned. And so that may leave their situation, you know, maybe there's a whole situation that you don't know about. 9 times out of 10, there will be. Have compassion for that. You know, state that. I've worked with a lot of criminals in my life. Everybody needs therapy, and psychics are the therapists for people who don't necessarily feel comfortable in mainstream society. Right? So anybody who's kind of in that underground life experience or life perspective, you know, they are running on different frequencies, and they need different information or a different perspective. So when you look at your mental responses to bullying, you need a new perspective. The more you understand about your bully, the better you can prepare to shift the power dynamics mentally and emotionally, which doesn't allow them to even connect with you as a victim. The more power you give yourself permission to wield in the situation determines how far it goes. Responding to your bully requires another level of self-empowerment that is not given to you by anybody else but yourself. Your belief that you do not deserve and will not tolerate bad behavior from another. Right? So just that belief system that you won't tolerate bad behavior. Your emotional responses, remember it's not about you. There comes a time when you can choose to be a victim or not. Don't place blame. Choose to be empowered. And then your spiritual response to bullying, do some spirit work. You know, say some prayers. Call in the angels. Call on them to protect you. They will not let you down. You will not let you down. That's the most important thing is be committed to the idea that you are and will always be safe. When you have that energy of safety around you, it will move you from place to place to place and help you avoid those bullies altogether. So, if anybody has questions, this is a really, really intense topic as we're moving into this political season and all these different levels of bullying that we're all witnessing and experiencing. So if you have more questions on about it, this Be a Slayer is meant to be a discussion that includes you and your voice and your opinion. So I'm open to your questions and your information and your stories, and I'd love to do another show on this topic alone. So thank you so much for being here with me. Check out my Demon Slayer's Handbook series. You can find that on Amazon or any book, any store that sells books. It's going to give you lots of really good information on how to empower yourself in these profoundly troubled times. So thanks for being here, and we will see you next month on Be a Slayer.